here's a story from The World.
78 years ago today, Jewish citizens in Warsaw decided they were not going to be loaded onto trains and sent to death camps. They armed themselves and fought the Nazi SS troops in what became known as the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. Stories of Jewish life in the ghetto are not contained to World War II. They go all the way to the 1500s and the very first ghetto in Venice for Jewish day laborers. Ghettos are still with us around the globe today. It's all explored in a new work by Grammy-winning musician Frank London. London is the co-founder of the Klezmatics, a trumpeter and a composer, and has now released Ghetto Songs, Venice and Beyond. Frank, the song we're hearing right now is called Retse. It is from Warsaw. What can you tell us about it?
This is from a Hebrew prayer, the Retse. It was made famous, and this composition, this setting of the text, is by the great cantor Gershon Sirota. Gershon Sirota was one of the most famous internationally cantors, Jewish religious singers, of the classic age of cantorial music about 100 years ago. And he toured internationally, even though he was from Poland. He performed in Carnegie Hall and all over the world. And he was even out of Poland when all the terrible atrocities began, when Jews started getting rounded up, and he returned to his Warsaw to be with his wife and his family and his community. And if that weren't enough, at the last moment, when they were about to take the Jews who had been rounded up and forced into the ghetto and ship them to the death camps, he was kind of offered the chance to leave because he was so famous, he was just so well known. And he said no. He said, no, I'm going with my wife, with my family, with my loved ones, with my community. So when we perform the Retse, and hear it sung by the great cantor from Brooklyn, Yankee Lemmer, we're thinking about Gershon Sirota and his heroism and his commitment.
A commitment to solidarity with the Jewish fighters in the Warsaw Ghetto. Gershon Sirota and his family perished in that uprising 78 years ago. The story behind Retse is incredible and symbolic of that uprising. It's just one song in this collection of yours that includes music from centuries before the war, as well as songs from after the war. What was the concept behind Ghetto Songs?
The concept came out of an invitation I received from Venice, from Beit Venezia, a Jewish organization in Venice that's looking to rebuild Jewish life in Venice and do it in a way that connects history to contemporary society. And they were about to celebrate the 500th anniversary of the opening of the Jewish ghetto in Venice. The Jewish ghetto in Venice being the first place in the world to be called a ghetto. And they asked me to prepare a program or to suggest a program that would look at this opening of this first ghetto. And I came up with the idea of Ghetto Songs, which looked at the music of the people who were in the Jewish ghetto in Venice, and we were able to find what this music sounded like. Other Jewish ghettos from around the world, non-Jewish ghettos from around the world, and we look at music from a 500-year span and from a global perspective.
You also cover The World is a Ghetto. That's the big hit from the band War in 1972, and lest anyone forget, it was Billboard's album of the year. How does the music on this album, Frank, actually connect to the present day?
I would say that ghettos force people of a certain group, depending on what ghetto it is, but they force people of one group to be together in a very tight, enclosed space because ghettos are often walled or they have some sort of barriers. And what I think happens is that the culture of that group grows and flourishes, whether it's in celebration or in anger, and we have songs of both extremes on this recording, but it is truly the voice of that people in that time and place in a very, very strong way. And I feel like every music that we recorded on Ghetto Songs and really talks about the people who are forced to be in the ghettos.
Walking down the street, smoggy-eyed, looking at the sky, starry-eyed.
The album is called Ghetto Songs, Venice and Beyond, highlighting music from and about the world's ghettos. Frank London, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco. It's really a pleasure to be on The World.
Cry.